Fighter Program, a copyrighted feature, Coast to Coast, presented by Campana, the makers of Solitaire, the new cake makeup, and Campana Cream Balm, the new hand lotion containing lanolin. Theater Time, Broadway, and once again, Campana invites you to an exciting opening of a new and original play at the Little Theater off Times Square. If you've never attended a play opening before, then you're in for the time of your life this evening. Crowds, gaiety, excitement. There's nothing to compare with it. We don't want to miss a minute, so let's be on our way. It's just a short walk around the corner. Will you join me? Streets are crowded and the sidewalks jammed. Shall we cross here? Well, here we are at the Little Theater off Times Square.
Have your tickets ready, please. Have your tickets ready, please.
Good evening, Mr. First Nighter. The usher will show you the air box.
Thank you. We'll go right in. Well, here we are comfortably seated with a moment or two for a look at the program. Barbara Luddy, our popular leading lady, tops our all-star cast in a brand new play by Ben Pearson and Erna Lazarus entitled Susan Steps Out. Opposite Miss Luddy is her guest leading man, Olin Soleil. And featured in the role of Henry Dodds is Willard Waterman. The play is pure fiction, of course, and does not refer to real people or to actual events. And now, while we're waiting for the curtain, let's listen to Eric Sagerquist and his First Nighter Orchestra.
Hello? Oh, Janie, it's you again. Now, for the last time, I will not change my mind. I've got a right to spend my own money any way I choose. And then I've got to hang up now. Henry will be here any minute. Of course you know him. Henry Dobbs, floor walker, third floor notion. Well, what's so funny? Can you think of anybody with more dignity, more savoir faire than a floor walker? Oh, he's here now. I'll see you tomorrow. Just a minute. I'm coming. Oh, come in, Mr. Dobbs.
Thank you. My, what a nice apartment you have, Miss Slemmer.
Well, it's the best I can get on the salaries at Stacy's department store. Won't you sit down?
Thank you, Miss Slemmer.
Do call me Susan, and I'll call you Henry. It's less formal.
Well, I'd be delighted. I was quite flattered when you asked me to call this evening.
Henry, I'm going to be very honest with you. I've got something to talk to you about. It's really, well, sort of a business proposition.
Oh, business?
Yes. Henry, I've been saving my money.
Well, that's very commendable. Save each day the Stacy way. I presume you have an inspired reason for your thrift?
You bet I have. I've been saving up for an investment.
Oh, excellent. Have you anything specific in mind?
Henry, it's gilt-edged. It can't miss. I've saved over $300, and I'm going to sink it all into Susan Incorporated.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand.
Well, you see, I want to be an actress on Broadway.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, oh, now I understand, of course. You're saving up for dramatic lessons, voice culture, diction.
Oh, no. I got all that at the little theater group in Sioux Falls.
Well, then if I may ask, what are you saving for?
Henry, I want to go to the Swallow Club.
The Swallow Club? Is that a branch of the Audubon Society?
The Audubon Society, no. Listen, where do all the columnists go at night? The Swallow Club. Where do all the Broadway producers spend their evenings? The Swallow Club. Why, it's the most exclusive nightclub in New York.
Oh, then it must be very expensive.
Well, who cares? I told you I've got over $300.
Oh, but surely it couldn't cost that much. Just for one evening.
Well, it will the way I want to go. I'll be wearing a Carnegie gown in a Park Avenue manner. I'll have my hair dressed by Antoine and an orchid on my shoulder. Delman slippers on my feet. And I'll look like I belong.
Well, I do agree that you're very pretty, attractive, and a delightful person indeed. But even so, I don't see what could possibly happen in just one evening.
Well, I could be discovered. Did America go out and discover Columbus, or did Columbus go out and discover America?
Columbus went out and discovered... Oh. Well, how do I fit into this?
You are going to take me.
Why, miss...
Now, don't worry about the money. I've got enough to pay for everything.
Miss Slammer, really?
You've got to. Oh, you've got to, please.
Oh, dear. Susan, I'll be glad to take you.
Oh, Henry, you're a darling. Now, the first thing to do is make a reservation. Let's make it Saturday night. That'll give me time to buy a dress and everything. I'll call them now.
Oh, shall I do it for you?
Oh, no. I'll enjoy doing it. Why, I've dreamed of this moment for months. Henry, there's a full page about the People to Swallow Club there in that magazine on the table. Oh, hello? I'd like to reserve a table for two for Saturday night. Oh, but you must. Well, I mean, it's very important. Well, thank you.
Oh, what's wrong?
They're all booked up.
Oh, now, don't be disappointed. We'll go another time.
Oh, I'll bet if I was Gertrude Lawrence or you were Noel Coward, we'd get a table.
Well, I've never fancied myself as Noel Coward.
Wait a minute. Give me that magazine. I've got it.
What is it?
You'll see. Just wait a minute. Hello? Swallow Club? Will you kindly put me down for a table for Saturday night? Oh, I don't feel ridiculous. Of course you can. I'm Sis. The name? Dumont. R. Winston Dumont.
Dumont? Susan, you can't do that.
Thank you very much.
Susan, do you know who Dumont is?
Certainly. The greatest name in silk that says so here in the magazine.
But that's just it. I'd be an imposter.
Oh, stop worrying. You won't even attract attention. Big names don't mean a thing at the Swallow Club.
Oh, dear, Miss Slammer.
And incidentally, my stage name is Dennis. Susan Dennis. And you better practice it. And, oh, don't look so glum. I'm sure you'll be even more impressive than Dumont himself. You must look grand in a dress suit. You do have one, don't you?
Oh, yes. As a matter of fact, it should be in excellent condition. I haven't worn it since the sesquicentennial.
Then we'd better rent one. The Elite Tuxedo Company has a model that's just made for you.
Oh, I hope you know what you're doing. All that money on one evening.
I've got it all figured out. Even picked out my dress. And we can just make it if we order the $3.50 dinner.
Oh, really? I could order a tongue on rye.
What? R. Winston Dumont order a tongue on rye? Don't be silly. We'll have the $3.50 dinner. Club. It's like sitting in the Taj Mahal.
Susan, since 1306, man has not set foot in the Taj Mahal.
Oh, Henry, don't be so technical. I'm much too happy to be bothered with detail.
Yes, you do look happy. In fact, if I may say so, I had no idea you were so lovely.
Thank you, Henry. Oh, here comes the captain.
Oh, dear me, I do wish we hadn't used the name Dumont.
Forget it. And remember, order the $3.50 dinner.
Oh, Monsieur Dumont, I trust this table is satisfactory.
Oh, it's very nice, thank you.
And now, of course, you will allow me to order dinner for you.
Well, we were just going to order...
I know you will be pleased with my selection. Now, let us start with oysters on a shell, potage purée, endive salad with dressing a l'andré.
Well, really, a tongue on...
And Mr. Dumont is very fortunate indeed. Tonight, we have just a few maldecks. For very special guests.
Uh-huh.
Then for dessert, shall we say sherry jubilee, or perhaps the young lady would prefer crepe suzette.
Well, just some ice cream.
Ice cream. Of course, then we shall have baked Alaska, and then...
Is there more?
I think Café Diable. I shall order your dinner personally, and it will be here presently.
Miss Slammer.
Dennis.
Miss Dennis. Do you realize what this check is going to amount to?
Oh, who cares?
But it might be $50.
Oh, stop worrying. We might as well be gay about it. Maybe we'll find a pearl in the oysters.
Well, I've never found any pearls in oysters on the half shell.
Cigars, cigarettes, gardenias, cigars, cigarettes. Andre, who's the guy you're giving all the business?
Why, that is Monsieur...
Hey, it's me.
That guy is R. Winston Dumont. You know, I believe this is the first time he's ever been in a nightclub.
You don't say. What's his racket?
You know him, Dumont Silk.
You mean the Dumont? Oh, excuse me, I'll be right back.
Hey, Terry, where are you going?
I've got to call my brother Fred.
Hello? Yeah, sure, it's Fred. What's up, Terry? What? Dumont's at the Swallow Club. Are you sure? Well, hold him there, sis. I'll be right over.
Of tonight's play in the little theater off Times Square.
Smoking in the outer lobby or downstairs, please.
Many of you ladies will make a startling discovery this summer. You will find a new complexion loveliness in Solitaire, Campana's new cake makeup that sponges on in a jiffy.
Yes, indeed. I discovered Solitaire, and I'd like to urge the ladies in our audience to make the same discovery tomorrow, so you too can thrill to the remarkably improved change it makes in your complexion appearance. Night and day, even in hot, humid weather, you'll love the way Solitaire answers your summertime makeup problems.
So step up to your favorite toiletry counter and ask for Solitaire containing lanolin.
You'll welcome its natural color tone, its dewy, cool-looking freshness. And you know, its loveliness lingers unbelievably long. No need to fret about how mussy your makeup looks when you use Solitaire.
Now, if by chance you've asked for Solitaire and your dealer was sold out, just say this. Please order Solitaire for me from your wholesaler. I'm sure there's plenty available now.
And remember this, please. Solitaire helps cover up freckles, lines, and blemishes. Gives your complexion a flawless, smooth appearance.
So tell your dealer you want Solitaire because of its creamy, rich lanolin base that helps prevent skin dryness. Insist on Solitaire because it gives you one of the largest compacts of fine quality cake makeup on the market for only 60 cents.
Solitaire comes in six flattering shades, looks natural even in bright sunlight.
The first nighters are hurrying down the aisles to their seats. The lights are dim, and here's the second act of Susan Steps Out.
Something, Henry, I like this wild duck.
Oh, nonsense. This is a delicacy for gourmets.
Well, maybe, but just as... Henry, that man over there, the one in the gray plaid suit. That's Lee Schubert.
A descendant of Franz Schubert?
No. A brother of Jake, biggest producer on Broadway.
Oh.
Henry, I've got to make him notice.
Oh, yes, but how?
Well, let's dance past his table.
Oh, I haven't danced since the sesquicentennial.
Then he's bound to notice me. Now, listen. When we get near his table, you ask me if I'm going into a new play, and I'll tell you that Brock Templeton is dying to sign me to a run-of-the-play contract. And
I beg your pardon, Mr. Dumont.
Oh, yes?
My name's Fred Kimball. I've got to talk to you.
Well, I'm engaged.
Oh, congratulations. But I have got to talk to you. May I sit down? Thank you. I'm sorry to intrude, but what I have to say is more important than you or me or parties. It's something big enough to revolutionize the entire silk industry.
Indeed?
Yes. What would you say if I were to tell you that I've developed a substitute for silk that'll wear longer, have twice the luster, and take about one-tenth of the present cost to produce?
Well, I'd say you were very fortunate.
You bet. And you're fortunate too, Mr. Dumont, because I'm going to let you in on the ground floor.
Well, really,
And I'm not asking you to take my word for it. One fact is worth a thousand theories. Here, take a look at this material.
Why, it's silk, isn't it?
Not silk. A substitute. My creation. Now, of course, we won't test it.
Mr. Dumont, we were going to dance, remember?
Now, you mustn't get impatient,
Mr. Kimball, this is Miss Schlemmer.
Dennis.
How do you do, Miss Schlemmer, Dennis? Now, Mr. Dumont, let me explain it to you. You see, the first thing we do is squirt the liquid through the filament.
Filament?
Yeah, then the threads are tied into knots.
Oh, knots.
After which...
Kimball, I'm sure your new product is everything that you claim, but after all, we came here to dance and enjoy ourselves.
Dance. Oh, yeah, of course, I'm sorry. I'll tell you what, Mr. Dumont. Suppose you just mull over what I've told you while Miss Schlemmer, Dennis, and I take a turn on the dance floor.
Yes, of course.
Look, I hope you're not sore my barging in, but it was the only way I could get to talk to Dumont.
Oh, that's all right.
What kind of a guy is he? You think he'll give me a break?
Well, I think... Oh, yes. Brock Templeton is just begging me to take a run of the play contract.
Huh?
But an actress must be awfully careful about the kind of role she plays. I'd never take a part I didn't have a feeling for.
What's the matter with you?
Why, you're sweet. Comparing me with Gertrude Lawrence is such a sincere compliment.
Look, let's get out of here. You're batty. Lauren, let's take that table over in the corner.
Well, no, really, I have to get back.
Now, sit down, Miss...
Well, just for a minute.
Now,
What was that double talk about Brock Pemberton?
Well, we were dancing past Mr. Schubert. I wanted to impress him.
Oh, so that's it. You want to be an actress?
I am an actress. All I need is a chance to prove it.
I get it. So you'd like Dumont to back a play. Now I know why you were burned up about my coming to your table. You were afraid I was going to stymie your act.
Well, you don't understand. I
understand, all right. Why should anything that concerns a guy like me matter to a girl like you? I've worked day and night, gone without meals to perfect my product. Then going hungry is something you wouldn't know about.
You think not?
I know what a dress like you're wearing sets you back. I got a sister. I could respect a kid that wanted to go on the stage and did it the hard way. But a gal like you who steps out and gets an angel like Dumont...
You're quite the judge, aren't you?
Well, I only know what I see. And what I see doesn't look good. Well, I won't expect any help from you. All I ask is that you don't stop Dumont from helping me.
If you've quite finished, I'll go back to my table.
Go right ahead, but I'm going with you.
Well, did you enjoy your dance?
Yes, Mr. Kimball's a wonderful dancer.
And did Mr. Schubert see you?
Yes, he's crazy about me. Everybody's crazy about me.
You know, Mr. Dumont, there's something I neglected to tell you about this product of mine.
Is that possible?
Yes, you see...
Oh, that the man who just came in. Who's he?
Where? Oh, him? Well, that's Gordon Broderick, you know, the big Broadway producer.
I knew I'd seen him before.
Susan, look who's with him. Mr. Stacy.
Well, sure, you know who he is. J.G. Stacy, owns Stacy's Department Store.
Yes, so I've been told. Oh, I just got to make Mr. Broderick notice me.
Well, the way Stacy's staring over here, I'd say you made a hit with him.
Susan, shall we go? Now?
Don't be ridiculous. I wouldn't think of it.
Hey, what's the matter with you, J.G.? Who are you staring at?
That man. The one over there. Seems to me I've seen that face before.
Probably Hot Springs. But that pretty blonde he's with, haven't seen her around town before.
I've got to find out who he is. A thing like that can keep me up all night. Oh, here's Andre. He'll know. Andre, just a moment.
Yes, Mr. Stacy, you wish something?
Yes, that man at the next table, the one with the pretty blonde girl and the young fellow, who is he?
Oh, that is Mr. Dumont. Ah, Winston Dumont.
Dumont. Oh, thank you, Andre.
Well, not at all, Mr. Stacy.
Broderick?
What's the matter?
Broderick, that man is not our Winston Dumont. I'm going to find out what this is all about.
Well, after all, old man, I wouldn't cause a scene. It's really no concern of yours.
It most certainly is. Why, Dumont and I were classmates. Harvard, 98. Why, he practically carried me through calculus.
Oh, forget it, J.G.
No, sir. I've got to find out who this imposter is. It's the true Harvard spirit. Classmates forever.
Why not invite him to the table with the little blonde?
Good idea. Oh, waiter. Waiter, just a moment. I'd like you to...
Look, they called the waiter. And he's coming over here. I'll bet Mr. Broderick wants to meet me.
Don't kid yourself, sister. The Broderick pretty girls are a dime a dozen.
All right, big pardon, sir, but Mr. Stacy would like you to join his party.
Well, Mr. Kimball, it's been nice meeting you, and I'm sure that we'll hear great things about your invention someday. But if you look...
Hey, are you kidding? I'm coming along. Well, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
Oh, but really, Miss Slam, Miss Dennis, Susan...
Please.
16 million women working today at home, in an office or war plant, face a serious hand care problem.
My hands somehow seem much drier right after washing, and I wash them frequently these busy days.
Yes, extra washing goes along with the extra work. And washing hands robs the skin of its natural softening oil, makes it rough and parched looking, causes it to lose its youthful appearance.
My answer to the loss of the natural oils of my skin is the lanolin in Campana Cream Balm.
Well, you couldn't find anything more highly recommended than lanolin, because lanolin most nearly duplicates the functions of the natural oils of the skin.
When I use Campana Cream Balm, I can see and feel the results almost immediately. The lanolin, along with all the other skin-softening ingredients in Campana Green Balm, helps free my hands of that parched look, makes them feel noticeably softer and smoother.
But one sure way to keep your hands soft, smooth, and lovely to look at is to use this new lotion with lanolin, Campana Cream Balm. Lusciously creamy, instantly soothing, delightfully fragrant, and completely free of after-use stickiness.
Campana Cream Balm comes in a yellow and white carton at toilet goods counters everywhere.
If your hands are extra sensitive and extra dry, you may prefer Campana's other lotion, Original Campana Balm in the green and white carton, an extra rich, concentrated lotion for extra busy hands.
The first nutters are all in their
seats, ready for the last act, and there goes the curtain.
It's odd, Mr. Dumont, but I seem to have the distinct feeling as we've met before.
I hardly think we've had that pleasure, sir.
Might it have been at Deauville?
Really, sir, Mr. Stacy, I...
Oh, Mr. Broderick, I think you're the greatest producer in the American theater. I've never missed one of your plays.
Is that so?
Mm.
Then I presume you've seen Gods of the Morrow.
See? I've lived it. Lorelei is my favorite character in modern drama. Sometimes I think I am Lorelei.
You do.
Could it have been the flower show, Mr. Dumont?
Oh, no, I never go to the flower show. My rose fever.
I shall never forget the final curtain in My Heart and I. The wonderful temple of the scene as it slowly descended.
Yeah, and Miss Schlemmer should know. She's one of the rising stars of today.
Miss Schlemmer?
That was my name. Of course, Dennis is my professional name.
In fact, Mr. Dumont's going to back a new play for Miss Dennis. Aren't you, Mr. Dumont?
Oh, what? Oh, yes, certainly.
You're mistaken. Mr. Dumont is interested in more vital matters. For example, Mr. Kimball's new product. I'm sure my career would be much happier in the capable hands of Mr. Broderick.
Perhaps that could be arranged.
What's all this about your product, Kimball?
Well, as a matter of fact, Mr. Stacy, I've more or less given Mr. Dumont a priority on it. It's a new substitute for silk. Here, this is a sample of it.
Let me have it, please.
Well, yes, here it is.
Thank you. Young man, I don't know what you have or how valuable your discovery is, but in any event, you have not given Mr. Dumont a priority.
Well, we haven't put anything in writing, but Mr. Dumont's word is good enough for me.
It's good enough for me, too. But this man does not happen to be our Winston Dumont.
Well, are you sure?
If you'll just let me explain.
You'll do your explaining at the proper time and in the proper place.
You don't know what you're doing.
Never mind what I'm doing. What are you and this man doing? Or have you been taken in completely, too?
Why, surely, Miss Dennis, there's no part in this.
The young lady is quite innocent of any participation in this hoax. And now, if you'll excuse me...
Monsieur Dumont, are you leaving so soon?
Dumont? This is not our Winston Dumont.
What? Hey, just a minute, Bob. How about your check?
Well, I'm quite prepared to pay my check.
Well, here it is. 58-52.
58-52?
52. Oh.
Well, you see, I...
58-52. Come on, get it up.
Well, you see, as a matter of fact, I only came prepared to have the 350 dinner.
Arrest that man. He's an imposter.
Oh, no, you mustn't, please.
No, it's all right, Miss Dennis. You mustn't interfere. I'm sure Mr. Broderick will take you home.
Come on, come on. This is the first time a phony ever hooked me. R. Winston Dumont.
Well, they mustn't arrest him.
Miss Dennis, this must be quite a shock to you.
It's unspeakable.
Gee, honey, I'm sorry. Imagine a guy taking in a sweet kid like that, posing as a millionaire. And I nearly gave him my formula.
You're a lucky man, Kimball, that he didn't steal it.
Oh, stop it, all of you. Henry wouldn't steal anything. He's not a thief. He's just a lovable old character.
Hey, wait a minute. What is this?
Well, I'll tell you what it is. This whole thing was my idea. I wanted to come here to be seen, to meet somebody important, like you, Mr. Broderick,
what?
Who could put me on the stage. What? And I brought Henry along because I needed an escort.
Then Henry took the rap for you? Why, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Miss Dennis, if it's not too much to ask, who in heaven's name was that man?
Well, you might as well know it all. That man is a floor walker in your own department store.
Floor walker? My store? Outrageous.
And here's another shock for you, Mr. Stacy. As of yesterday, I too was employed at Stacy's as an elevator operator. Car number 2, Broadway side. Going up, going down. Step back in the car, please. Good evening.
Come in. Come in, Grant. Do you have the laboratory's report on that piece of imitation silk?
Yes, sir. Right here.
Well, let's hear it.
Mr. Stacy, we've tested this, washed it, poured cleaning fluid on it, burned it for lead content, and the answer is it's perfect. It's far superior to silk itself. More resilient, more durable, cheaper.
Cat, this is sensational. You know what we'll do with this?
Yes, sir. What will we do with it?
We'll open a factory. We'll have the product exclusive for Stacy's. We'll make stockings, dresses, draperies.
And parachutes, sir.
Stacy's don't sell parachutes. Wait till old Winnie Dumont hears that I've got this tied up. And right from under his nose, too.
I thought you and Mr. Dumont were old friends, classmates you once told me.
Grant, there is such a thing as stretching friendship too far. Hang it all. I carried Dumont through 4 years of advanced calculus at Harvard.
But the young man, sir, the one you met at the nightclub, he's still owns the formula, doesn't he?
Don't worry, Grant. All I've got to do is to find him.
Cigars? Cigarettes? Gardenias?
Hey, Terry, I want to see you.
I'm afraid you get out of here. You nearly cost me my job last night.
Listen, Terry, you've got to help me find that girl.
Look, I don't know where she is, and if I did, I wouldn't find her. Any gal would do a screwy thing like she did.
No, what? She's ambitious. You can't rule her out for that. I was rough on her last night. It's bothered me.
Well, reunion at the Swallow Club. Here comes J.G. Stacy now.
Uh-oh. Young man, I want to talk to you.
No, wait a minute, Mr. Stacy. I didn't have a thing to do with that last night.
You had plenty to do with it, Mr. Kimball. I am prepared to offer you a handsome sum for your product.
You are?
Plus complete charge of all laboratory experimentations.
You will?
Plus, of course, a reasonable royalty.
You do? Wow! What in thunder are you doing now?
It's all right, Andre.
Oh, Freddy, you're wonderful. And you're wonderful too, Mr. Stacy.
Well, thank you. You're very charming yourself. Fred, who is this young lady? I'm sure I've seen her face before.
Oh, don't mind her. She's just my kid sister, Mr. Stacy.
Oh, very nice. Fred, I'll expect you at my office early in the morning.
Oh, I'll be there, all right.
See you tomorrow. Good night, Fred.
Good night, J.G.
Terry, if I'm not being too forward, there's a gentleman in the club who'd like to buy a package of cigarettes.
Okay, Andre, send him down to the drugstore. They got lots of them.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about how my kid sister isn't working here anymore. I'm going to send her to college.
To college?
Sure. Smith, or maybe Wellesley.
Well, I'd rather go to Harvard.
Harvard's a college for men, Terry.
Yeah? Well, what's wrong with that? Fred, here comes your little girlfriend.
No, it's her again.
Now, listen, you lay off her.
Captain, I've come to pay the $12.38 balance on last night's dinner check.
Oh, thank you.
Hello, Susan.
How do you do?
Susan, I've got to talk to you. I've got to tell you what's happened.
What is it?
Stacy's buying my product. I'm going to make money, Susan, lots of it.
Well, I'm glad somebody profited by my fiasco last night. Poor Henry lost his job.
Yeah, don't you worry about Henry. I'm going to give him a real job. And, honey, you're going to profit, too.
Well, what do you mean, Fred?
I'm planning a production for you. You're going to be my leading lady.
On Broadway?
About 45 minutes from Broadway. It's an old story, but it's always good.
What's it called?
Love in a Cottage.
Before we move out of the theater, let me invite you to be with us again next week at this same time when Barbara Luddy will be starred in another original play entitled Just a Bum. And now we move out of the theater and into the street. What do you say we stroll down Broadway?
Good night, Mr. First Nighter.
Good night.
The First Nighter program is a copyrighted radio feature.
Men, do you want your face to feel cool, comfortable, refreshed after you shave? Then use Dress Skin, Campana's famous aftershave lotion. Start tomorrow morning. Enjoy that well-groomed feeling that Dress Skin imparts. Yes, sir, Dress Skin is again available. 50 cents and $1 a bottle at drugstores. This is Mutual.